take me out to the ball game.
Hey, let's talk about those NL Central Division champions, the Milwaukee Brewers, with their all-star broadcaster. He's listed on the depth chart, actually, if you go to MLB.com. He is the top dog. He is Lane Grindle. Lane, good to have you here.
Yeah, they don't have all-star games for the broadcasters. They let us rest our voice for those 4 days, which is actually maybe the best favor they can do for us.
Lane, were you in the locker room or anywhere when they were celebrating?
Yeah, I was in there. We finished up our broadcast, and, you know, it worked out where the Cubs and Reds had a delay at the beginning of their game, so they were supposed to pitch about an hour before ours, but because of that delay, they ended up being about 20 minutes behind ours. So when we signed off, we could see that it was 1-0 Reds and that, you know, things were going in a certain direction. So we just made a decision for Josh to kind of stretch the postgame show as much as he could. And then once it became kind of official, you know, I would start making my way down there and get some interviews to feedback on the postgame show. So I was down there before Murph even addressed the team, before they had popped the champagne and started to spray. And so I got to see all of it. It was wonderful. It's such a neat thing to see these guys day in and day out from the beginning of spring training to that point, put themselves through what they put themselves through. I mean, it's a lot of hard work that goes into this, and there's stress, there's ups and downs. It's a journey. It really is. And it is never boring to see these guys who put so much into it get a chance to really celebrate a great accomplishment. And that's what it is. It's a tremendous accomplishment and a well-earned one. And so it was great to see these guys get that chance to let their hair down for a second and really enjoy it.
Lane, the best record in baseball. That's incredible. That's awesome. That's one season. But I'm more impressed with the fact that the Brewers are celebrating their fourth division title in 5 years, third in a row. Give us some perspective. That's a pretty big deal.
It's a huge deal. It really, I can't state it enough. And it's hard for me sometimes just when I'm sitting by myself on the plane or at the hotel room to wrap my mind around that. I mean, just to give you a little context, I grew up as a Kansas City Royals fan, and there have been a lot of lean years for Kansas City Royals fans. And growing up, I only knew losing baseball. My Major League Baseball team that I followed had a losing record basically every year. I mean, they won the World Series when I was 4. I didn't obviously appreciate that at the time. And then they had a little run right before I got the Brewers job where they went to back-to-back World Series. But outside of that, it was sub-500 seasons. So to see what this organization has done in the smallest market in baseball by being – frankly, and they'll be humble about it, and understandably so, but frankly, by just doing the little things better, you know, whether it's the style of play, whether it's understanding what their identity is as a baseball team, and this is how we have to play to win, whether it's being so smart in player acquisition and player development. I mean, all of these things have to be going at full throttle for a team to rip off 4 out of 5 division titles, to have 5 out of 8 division titles and be in the postseason 7 out of 8 years. That just doesn't happen in a market this size unless everybody's pulling in the same direction. Everybody has clarity of what the goal is and how that goal is going to be achieved. And the culture has to be right. And I think that's been the one thing that you can't measure in a sport where we measure everything, is that the Brewers have had great culture, not just in the clubhouse with the players. That's the most important thing. But between coaching staff and front office members and the business side to the baseball side, up and down the organization, it's a wonderful culture. It's a place where people enjoy coming to work. That matters in the end.
That's wonderful. Lane, can we go to the 8th inning with William Contreras? Tell me what you saw when that happened, when he was accidentally, his left hand was hit by one of the people that was trying to hit the ball.
Yeah, that's a catcher's interference. I mean, it happens a lot in this game. It's why catchers have to be the toughest players on the field. They take such a beating at times behind the plate, whether it's foul balls off the gear, and a lot of times it doesn't find the gear. It finds the one place where the gear is not covering it up. Well, I mean, there's just a million things that can happen when you're a catcher. And they just have to be the toughest guys on the field. So the good news is the x-rays were negative on that. And he's in the lineup tonight for the Brewers. So that's positive. I mean, I think, you know, you always hold your breath when a guy that is such a key piece like that has to exit the game. But the Brewers are also in a position now where they can be extra cautious with these guys over the final week of the season and make sure everybody is as healthy as possible going into October.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, a day to celebrate around here, and we kind of need it today. Good stuff, Lane. Have fun in California, San Diego, one of the most beautiful cities in America.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. We're glad to be here. This will be a fun couple days.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Lane. We'll talk next week.
Thanks.
Thank you. You bet.
442 at WTMJ. Guess what? Our friend Willow Newell, Miss Wisconsin, is back from Miss America. Willow's with us live in the studio up next. Text the word watch to 855-616-1620. You can watch us chat with Miss Wisconsin live in the studio. It's 442.